Chapter 15. The Right Way to Worship God. Paragraph 1. Question. Who should tell us the right way to worship God? Most religions claim that they teach the truth about God. But that is not possible because religions teach very different things about who God is and how we should worship Him. How can we know the right way to worship God? Jehovah is the only one who can tell us how we should worship Him. Paragraph 2. Question. How can you learn the right way to worship God? Jehovah has given us the Bible so that we can learn the right way to worship Him. So study the Bible, and Jehovah will help you to benefit from His teachings because He deeply cares for you. Paragraph 3. Question. What does God want us to do? Some people say that God accepts all religions, but that's not what Jesus taught us. He said, "Not everyone saying to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but only the one doing the will of my Father." So it is necessary for us to learn what the will of God is and then to do it. This is a serious matter because Jesus compared people who do not obey God to criminals, workers of lawlessness. Matthew 7:21-23. Paragraph 4. Question. What did Jesus say about doing God's will? Jesus warned us that when we want to do the will of God, we will face challenges. He said, "Go in through the narrow gate, because broad is the gate and spacious is the road leading off into destruction, and many are going in through it. Whereas narrow is the gate and cramped the road leading off into life, and few are finding it." Matthew 7:13-14. The cramped road, or the right way to worship God, leads to everlasting life. The spacious road, or the wrong way to worship God, leads to death. But Jehovah does not want anyone to die. He gives everyone the opportunity to learn about Him. The Right Way to Worship God. Paragraph 5. Question. How can you identify those who worship God in the right way? Jesus said that we can identify those who worship God in the right way. We do this by examining what they believe and what they do. He said, "By their fruits you will recognize them." And He added, "Every good tree produces fine fruit." Matthew 7:16-17. This doesn't mean that those who worship God are perfect, but God's servants always try to do what is right. We will now see what will help us to identify those who worship God the right way. Paragraphs 6 and 7. Question. Why is true worship based on the Bible? What does Jesus' example teach us? Our worship should be based on the Bible. The Bible says, "All Scripture is inspired of God and beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight, for disciplining in righteousness, so that the man of God may be fully competent, completely equipped for every good work." 2 Timothy 3:16-17. The Apostle Paul wrote to Christians, "When you received God's word, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but just as it truthfully is, as the Word of God." 1 Thessalonians 2:13. True worship is based only on God's Word, the Bible. It is not based on human ideas, traditions, or anything else. Everything Jesus taught was based on God's Word. John 17:17 reads, "Sanctify them by means of the truth. Your Word is truth." He often quoted the Scriptures. True servants of God follow Jesus' example and base everything they teach on the Bible. Paragraph 8. Question. What did Jesus teach us about worshiping Jehovah? We should worship only Jehovah. Psalm 83:18 says, "You whose name is Jehovah, you alone are the Most High over all the earth." Jesus wanted people to know exactly who the true God is, and he taught people God's name. John 17:6 reads, "I have made your name manifest to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have observed your word." Jesus said, "It is Jehovah your God you must worship, and it is to him alone you must render sacred service." Matthew 4:10. So as God's servants, we follow Jesus' example. We worship only Jehovah. We use his name, and we teach others God's name and what he will do for us. Paragraphs 9 and 10, question: how do we show love for one another? We need to have genuine love for people. Jesus taught his disciples to love one another. John 13:35 reads, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love among yourselves." It doesn't matter where we're from, what our culture is, or whether we are rich or poor. Our love for one another should unite us as brothers and sisters. So we do not go to war and kill people. The Bible says, "The children of God and the children of the devil are evident by this fact: whoever does not practice righteousness does not originate with God, nor does the one who does not love his brother." And it adds, "We should love one another, not like Cain, who originated with the wicked one and slaughtered his brother." 1 John 3:10-12. We use our time, energy, and material things to help and encourage one another. We work what is good toward all. Galatians 6:10. Paragraph 11, question: why do we accept Jesus as the way to God? We need to obey Jesus because he is the way to God. The Bible says, "There is no salvation in anyone else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must get saved." Acts 4:12. In chapter 5 of this book, we learn that Jehovah sent Jesus to give his life as a ransom for obedient humans. Jehovah has chosen Jesus to rule as king over the earth. That is why the Bible tells us that we must obey Jesus if we want to live forever. John 3:36 reads, "The one who exercises faith in the Son has everlasting life. The one who disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him." Paragraph 12, question: why do we not get involved in politics? We should not get involved in politics. Jesus didn't participate in politics. When he was on trial, he told the Roman ruler Pilate, "My kingdom is no part of this world." John 18:36 reads, "Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is no part of this world. If my kingdom were part of this world, my attendants would have fought that I should not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from this source.'" Like Jesus, we are loyal to God's heavenly kingdom. And for this reason, no matter where we live, we do not get involved in politics. However, the Bible commands us to obey the superior authorities, that is, the governments. Romans 13:1. We obey the laws of the country where we live. Of course, when a law conflicts with God's laws, we imitate the apostles, who said, "We must obey God as ruler rather than men." Acts 5:29. Paragraph 13, question: what do we preach about God's kingdom? We believe that God's kingdom is the only solution for the world's problems. Jesus said that the good news of the kingdom would be preached all over the world. Matthew 24:14 reads, "And this good news of the kingdom will be preached in all the inhabited earth, for a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." No human government can do what God's kingdom will do for us. Jesus taught us to pray for God's kingdom when he said, "Let your kingdom come, Let your will take place, as in heaven, also on earth. Matthew 6:10. The Bible tells us that God's kingdom will destroy all human governments, and that it alone will stand forever. Daniel 2:44. Paragraph 14, question. Who do you believe worship God in the right way? After studying these points, ask yourself, who base their teachings on the Bible? Who tell others about God's name? Who show genuine love toward one another and believe that God sent Jesus to save us? Who do not get involved in politics? Who preach that only God's kingdom can solve our problems? It is only Jehovah's Witnesses. What will you do? Paragraph 15, question. What must we do if we want God to accept our worship? It's not enough just to believe God exists. Even the demons believe God exists, but they don't obey Him. If we want God to accept our worship, we must not only believe He exists, but also do what He says. Paragraph 16, question. Why should we reject false religion? For God to accept our worship, we must reject false religion. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "Get out from the midst of her. Keep yourselves clean." Isaiah 52:11. That is why we need to reject anything that has to do with false worship. Paragraphs 17 and 18. Question. What is Babylon the Great, and why is it urgent to reject it? What is false religion? It is any religion that teaches us to worship God in a way that is against His Word. The Bible calls all false religion Babylon the Great. Revelation 17:5. Why? After the flood of Noah's day, many false religious teachings started in the city of Babylon. Those false teachings spread all over the earth. For example, the people living in Babylon worshipped groups of three gods. Today, too, many religions teach that God is a Trinity, but the Bible clearly teaches that there is only one true God, Jehovah, and that Jesus is His Son. People living in Babylon also believed that part of a person continues living after the body dies, and that that part can suffer in hell. That is not true.
Endnote 14. The False Teaching of the Trinity. The Bible teaches that Jehovah God is the Creator, and that He created Jesus before all other things. Jesus is not Almighty God. He never claimed that He was equal to God. In fact, He said, "The Father is greater than I am." John 14:28. But some religions teach the Trinity, that God is three persons in one: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. This is a false teaching. The Holy Spirit is God's active force, His invisible power in action that He uses to do His will. It is not a person. For example, early Christians became filled with Holy Spirit, and Jehovah said, "I will pour out some of my Spirit on every sort of flesh." Acts 2:1-4 and 17. Endnote 17. Soul. In the English edition of the New World Translation, the word soul is used to describe 1. A person, 2. An animal, or 3. The life of a person or an animal. Here are some examples. A person. In Noah's day, a few people, that is, 8 souls, were carried safely through the water. 1 Peter 3:20. Here, the word souls refers to people: Noah and his wife, their 3 sons, and the sons' wives. An animal. God said, "Let the waters swarm with living creatures, or souls, footnote, and let flying creatures fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures, or souls, footnote, according to their kinds: domestic animals and creeping animals and wild animals of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. Genesis 1:20-24. The life of a person or an animal. Jehovah told Moses, "All the men who were seeking to kill you, or seeking your soul, footnote, are dead." Exodus 4:19. When Jesus was on earth, he said, "I am the fine shepherd." The fine shepherd surrenders his life, or soul, footnote, in behalf of the sheep. John 10:11. In addition, when a person does something with his whole soul, this means that he does it willingly and to the best of his ability. The word soul can also be used to describe the desire or appetite of a living creature. A dead person or a dead body can be referred to as a dead soul. Endnote 18. Spirit. The Hebrew and Greek words translated spirit in the English edition of the New World Translation can mean different things. Yet they always refer to something invisible to humans, such as the wind or the breath of humans and animals. These words may also refer to spirit persons and to the Holy Spirit, which is God's active force. The Bible does not teach that a separate part of a person keeps on living after he dies. End of endnote.
God has foretold that soon all false religion will be destroyed. Do you understand why leaving false religion is so urgent? Jehovah God wants you to do that before it's too late. Paragraph 19. Question. When you decide to serve Jehovah, how will He care for you? When you decide to leave false religion and serve Jehovah, some of your friends or family may not understand your decision and may even make life hard for you. But Jehovah will not abandon you. You will become part of a worldwide family of millions of people who truly love one another. And you will have the hope of living forever in God's new world. Perhaps some of the friends and family who oppose your decision to serve Jehovah will later decide to study the Bible. Paragraph 20. Question. Why is it important to worship God in the right way? Very soon, God will destroy all wickedness, and His kingdom will rule over the earth. That will be a wonderful time. Everyone will worship Jehovah the way Jehovah wants us to. So it's important for you to take action now and worship God in the right way. Those who worship God base what they teach on the Bible. Worship only Jehovah and teach others His name. Love one another. Believe that God sent Jesus to save us. Do not get involved in politics. Preach that only God's kingdom can solve the world's problems. Summary. Truth 1. How to recognize true worship. Narrow is the gate and cramped the road leading off into life, and few are finding it. Matthew 7:14. How do we know that God does not accept all kinds of worship? Matthew 7:21-23. God does not accept all religions. Not all religions do God's will. Matthew 7:13-14. True worship leads to eternal life. False religion leads to eternal destruction. Matthew 7:16-17. You can recognize true worship by its works. You do not have to study all religions. Just study what the Bible says. Truth 2. The right way to worship God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 and 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Believe and teach only what is in the Bible. Matthew 4:10 and John 17:6. Worship Jehovah and use His name. John 13:35. Show true love for one another. John 3:36 and Acts 4:12. Obey Jesus. God uses Jesus to save us. John 18:36 and Acts 5:29. Do not get involved in politics. Matthew 24:14 and 6:10. Teach others that God's kingdom is the only solution to our problems. Truth 3. You need to act on what you believe. What must you do if you want God to accept your worship? James 2:19. It is not enough just to believe in God. You need to do what He says in the Bible. Isaiah 52:11 and Revelation 17:5. False religion, or Babylon the Great, teaches people to worship God in a way that He does not accept. False religious teachings include the Trinity, the immortality of the soul, and hellfire. Revelation 18:4 and 8. Jehovah will soon destroy all false religion. You need to reject anything that has to do with false worship. Mark 10:28-30. You might have opposition, but Jehovah will not abandon you.